Welcome to Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity. My sister and I would like to share a treasure we found in our mother's attic, our grandfather's writings. For over 50 years, Papa was internationally known as the preacher of the timeless Word of God. Please join us now for a 5-minute devotional taken from the books Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions, based on the writings of the Reverend L.A. Mead.
Our devotion today is entitled The Triumph of Uncompromising Living, and our key verse is from Exodus 10:10. Then he said to them, "The Lord had better be with you when I let you and your little ones go." This mighty monarch, Pharaoh, set himself to resist the sovereign will and the course of the Most High God in reference to his people, their lives, testimony, and destiny. Pharaoh is doing his best to drive a shrewd bargain with the people of God. 4 times he offers them a compromise, but the battle goes on until the people of God win everything because they refused to compromise themselves. And so, 4 grand lessons come to us out of this incident. The first offer of compromise we see when Pharaoh, in chapter 8 of Exodus, calls for Moses and Aaron and told them to go and sacrifice to their God. Here, Pharaoh is endeavoring to hinder the thorough separation of God's people from Egypt. Satan's object is fully achieved when people accept a worldly religion and fail to come out and be separate. God's purpose in the deliverance of his people was that my name might be declared in all the earth. What declaration could there be then or now with his people still in Egypt? Note well Moses' answer to Pharaoh, "We will go 3 days' journey." Nothing less than these 3 days could satisfy God. 3 days is the power of resurrection. 3 days is beyond the land of death and darkness. Pharaoh's second compromise offer was, "I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away." If he could not keep them in Egypt, he would at least keep them near that they might be brought back. There's always much more serious damage done to the cause of Christ by persons seeming to have given up the world and returning to it again than if they had remained entirely in it. The third offer Pharaoh extended was even more tempting. "Go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord." Pharaoh here extends a deadly blow to the testimony of the name of God in Israel, a partial deliverance, which is useless to Israel and dishonoring to God. God expects us to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Sending the fathers off to worship and leaving the children in Egypt is not acceptable. And oh, beloved, we today should not exclude little children from our worship either. Finally, Pharaoh's last compromise was, "Go serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you." Oh, with what perseverance did Satan dispute every inch of Israel's way out of Egypt. He first sought to keep them in the land, then near the land, then part of them in the land, and finally Pharaoh would send them out without sacrifices. But Moses said, "Thou must also give us sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us, not a hoof shall be left behind." Egypt is no place for anything which pertains to God's redeemed. God is worthy of all we are and all we have, body, soul, and spirit. God will have all or none. As Christians today, we need to say, "I cannot leave my substance to be the world's. I cannot leave my children in Egypt, and I must go the full 3-day journey through the Red Sea all the way with all I have." Dear Lord, all I am, all I have, and all I can do is at your disposal. Help me to recognize the seemingly little compromises that would steal the strength of my testimony, and help me to stand firm against them. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We hope you will visit us online at www.classicchristianity.net. If your goals include spending time with the Lord each day, we can help. Check our online store for devotionals for the whole family, including the At Papa's Knee series of children's devotionals, and the books from which these radio broadcasts are taken, Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions. These books make wonderful gifts appreciated by both families and individuals as a plan of daily worship for the home. These are all available on our website, www.classicchristianity.net. Thank you for joining us for Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity.